When you look at a city skyline at night, you see the lights and the architecture and like the traffic moving in these really predictable lines.
Right, it all looks incredibly stable.
Exactly. You trust that surface view. But beneath that concrete, there is this massive invisible grid. You know, high voltage wires, pressurized water mains, fiber optic cables.
All of it operating under immense strain just to keep that illuminated surface functioning.
Yeah, and we navigate that surface every single day. We walk around completely oblivious to the intense pressure humming just inches below our feet.
And we basically mistake that manufactured illuminated surface for the total reality.
Right. And pulling back the pavement to look at that hidden grid is exactly what we are doing today. So welcome to this custom deep dive.
It is a big one today.
It really is. We are jumping into a massive, highly detailed document you've shared with us. It's the Great Awakening Reports. Awakening the Sleeping Giant Weekly Report for the week of June 1st, 2026.
Such a fascinating read.
Truly. And rather than looking at mainstream news, our mission today is to explore the alternative signals, patterns, and threads currently shaping the world, entirely according to this text.
And I should mention, it is an incredibly dense, sprawling document. It covers everything from, global supply chain failures to alternative history.
Yeah, much ground to cover.
Yeah, so I would actually suggest to you, the listener, that checking out the audio reviews of this material is another fantastic way to help digest it all.
Definitely a great tip. But before we unpack this hidden grid, we really need to state a crucial disclaimer for you listening right now.
Right, very important.
The sources you provided contain highly politically charged content, alternative historical theories, and fringe concepts covering multiple viewpoints. This includes mentions of Trump, the Biden DOJ, January 6th, and various government operations.
A lot of heavy topics.
Yeah, so we are not taking sides or endorsing any of the political viewpoints, medical claims, or alternative theories in this material. Our mission is simply to impartially convey the fascinating ideas and signals exactly as they are presented in your original sources.
We're just serving as your guides to the text.
Exactly. So with that established, where do we even begin with this?
Well, the best place to begin is at the macro level. The report uses this very specific term to describe the current geopolitical environment. They call it synchronized compression.
Synchronized compression. Okay, what does that mean exactly?
It basically argues we aren't looking at isolated crises anymore. We are looking at engineered pressure applied everywhere all at once.
So if the system is being compressed like that, what does it actually look like on the ground right now?
Well, the report points to the architecture of global trade. I mean, it's still functioning, but the margins of resilience are practically zero.
Like it's hanging by a thread.
Right. Take the maritime friction in the South China Sea. The Tanglet highlights this incident where a Dutch frigate was intercepted by Chinese forces.
Oh, I think I read about that part.
Yeah, but the report says this wasn't just physical intimidation. China reportedly deployed a coordinated multi-domain response using electronic warfare and communications interference.
Wow.
They are essentially blinding ships, testing the fragility of the navigational grid.
Which is a completely invisible form of pressure. And according to the report, that vulnerability is bleeding directly into global energy, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Because it notes that the U.S. Strategic Petroleum Reserve is drawing down at record paces, commercial stocks are hitting critical lows, and places like Australia are actively prepping fuel rationing plans.
Yeah, markets are no longer pricing just supply and demand. They are pricing access and resilience. And this macro squeeze trickles down directly to the individual through what the report calls a hyper-accelerated K-shaped economy.
Okay, we hear K-shaped economy thrown around a lot in financial news. But for the listener who might just be, picturing the literal letter K, how does the report define what that actually means for their bank account?
Think of the vertical line of the K as the historical baseline of the economy. The top arm, the one shooting upward, represents asset owners.
The people who own property and stock.
Exactly. Property, equities, infrastructure. Their wealth is accelerating. But that bottom arm, the one plunging downward, represents the wage earners.
Right.
And the report ties this divergence directly to the AI boom. It cites a statistic claiming 99% of CEOs are planning AI-related job cuts within the next 2 years.
99%. That is wow.
Yeah, Meta, for example, just cut 8,000 roles specifically to pivot to AI. The result is this massive generational wealth gap, where people under 45 currently control only 11% of the nation's wealth.
So if AI is driving this wealth consolidation, how does it connect back to that energy squeeze we just talked about?
Well, that is where the report points to a truly shocking May 26th Department of Energy transfer.
Oh, the plutonium thing.
Yes. According to the text, 20 metric tons of weapons-grade plutonium was quietly transferred to five private companies.
Which is just insane to think about.
To put that in perspective, that is enough fissile material to build 2,000 nuclear bombs.
Reversing, like, 50 years of non-proliferation doctrine in an afternoon. But why? Why on earth do private tech companies need weapons-grade plutonium?
Because of the AI data centers. Training these massive language models requires so much continuous, uninterrupted power that the traditional electrical grid just cannot sustain them.
Ah, I see.
So the plutonium is allegedly being used to power small modular nuclear reactors built specifically for these private corporate data centers.
Wow. So if I'm picturing this global stress matrix, it's kind of like playing a game of Jenga, right?
Okay, yeah.
But you aren't just carefully pulling out one block. The entire table the game is sitting on is vibrating. And the whole system is operating purely on resilience margins, just waiting for a breeze to knock it over.
That Jenga analogy actually sets up the next section of the report perfectly. Because if the macro level is vibrating with engineered stress, the text argues that the micro level, our everyday consumer and financial reality, is an active, intentional illusion designed to extract wealth.
And I've always wondered about this one example they use. You know those thousands of mattress stores sitting in premium retail locations with, like, completely empty parking lots?
Yes.
The text uses them as a primary example of this illusion. The economics simply don't work for legitimate retail.
Right. Nobody buys that many mattresses.
Exactly. A typical mattress costs about $200 to manufacture and sells for $3,000. That's a 1,400% markup. But the report argues they aren't actually in the business of selling mattresses. They are laundering money.
By processing ghost transactions.
Yes. The report cites 14 years of testimony from a regional manager who claims these stores ring up phantom sales to clean dirty cash. The text estimates $13 billion is laundered through these storefronts annually.
That is staggering.
And the signal that this particular illusion is collapsing. 400 of these stores shuttered recently because an opposing faction, which is referred to in the text as the Alliance, is systematically dismantling these illicit cash networks.
And the report claims this infrastructure of extraction is everywhere. Like, it details how the $100 billion lottery industry is fundamentally rigged.
Oh, yeah. The lottery section is wild.
It frames it not as a game of chance, but as a tax on hope targeting the poor.
The text focuses on a security director named Eddie Tipton to prove this. He didn't just guess the numbers. He proved that the random number generators for lotteries can be mathematically manipulated.
Wait, how did he do that?
He allegedly wrote a self-deleting code routine into the software that spit out predictable numbers on specific dates, turning a public game into a private money laundering pipeline.
That is crazy. And then you have the diamond industry.
Yeah.
The report calls it a 100-year psychological operation by De Beers, codenamed Eternal Hold.
Eternal Hold, yeah.
They basically manufactured artificial scarcity by locking 99% of the world's diamonds in vaults.
Yeah.
They created a cultural dependency through decades of ad campaigns, making a common rock seem incredibly rare.
And the moment you purchase one and walk out of the store, it loses 88% of its value.
Right. It's all an illusion of value.
And the report argues these everyday extractions that mattresses, lotteries, diamonds, they all mirror the ultimate financial control mechanism, which is central banking.
Okay, let's get into that.
The text claims that on June 4th, 1963, John F. Kennedy signed Executive Order 11-11-10. This authorized the Treasury to issue $4.2 billion in debt-free, silver-backed United States notes.
Meaning currency created directly by the government, backed by a physical asset, entirely bypassing the Federal Reserve's debt-based system.
Exactly. And 171 days later, he was assassinated.
Wow.
The text points to a chilling historical pattern here. Abraham Lincoln, James A. Garfield, William McKinley, and JFK were all assassinated after attempting to issue debt-free sovereign currency outside the control of the central banking cartel.
Okay, I have to step in and push back here for a second because we are talking about a massive scale of deception.
It is massive.
It's one thing to manipulate a diamond ad campaign or write malicious code for a lottery terminal, but rigging global currency, silencing presidents, and operating thousands of suburban retail stores as a unified money laundering front.
It sounds impossible to keep quiet.
Right. How does an infrastructure of deception that massive actually hold together without thousands of people blowing the whistle, or the public just realizing it's a scam?
The report's answer to that skepticism is honestly pretty unsettling. It claims the deception holds together because the population's biology and psychology are actively being engineered to ensure compliance.
Engineered how?
It argues that people don't rebel because their physical capacity to rebel has been suppressed, starting with the food supply.
Oh, the testimony from the former Monsanto biochemist.
Yes. The text includes claims from a whistleblower that commercial crops aren't genetically modified just for yield or drought resistance. They are modified for neurochemical suppression.
Suppressing what exactly?
Specifically, they target the pineal gland's production of DMT.
Okay, so the report associates naturally occurring DMT with deep intuition, critical awareness, and basically the ability to see through deception. But how exactly does a genetically modified ear of corn suppress a chemical in the brain?
The mechanism, according to the text, relies on specific synthetic compounds. So a glyphosate-binding protein in modified wheat, synthetic amino acids in corn, and specific lipids in soy, they are all engineered to calcify the pineal gland.
And they know this does that.
Well, the internal corporate memo cited in the report allegedly stated that elevated DMT correlates with noncompliance and authority questioning.
So the food isn't just low quality, it's literally a sedative.
Exactly.
Which naturally leads to the medical system. The report claims medical errors are now the third leading cause of death in the U.S., killing 440,000 people a year.
It's a terrifying statistic.
And the rationale offered is that hospitals are designed purely as revenue funnels. A cured patient is a lost customer.
Which is why the Alliance faction is supposedly preparing to release 4,200 heavily suppressed cures for major diseases.
Well, 4,200.
Yeah. But this introduces a concept that is absolutely crucial for you, the listener, who might be trying to navigate all this alternative information. They call it the two-layer poison operation.
This part really stuck with me. Because the natural instinct is to say, you know, okay, if the mainstream food and medicine are compromised, I'll just consume alternative health products.
Right, that's what most people think.
But the text warns that rejecting the mainstream doesn't mean you're automatically safe. The alternative media ecosystem is essentially a secondary trap.
The architects of this system understand human nature. They know a certain percentage of the population will always rebel. So instead of fighting that rebellion, they harness it. The report claims they use reverse psychology to push highly toxic substances through alternative channels.
Like fenbendazole. The text mentions this, but for anyone who hasn't encountered that term in alternative health forums, what actually is it?
Fenbendazole is an animal antiparasitic drug commonly used for deworming dogs.
Dewormy dogs. Oh.
But in certain fringe alternative circles, it is promoted as a miracle cure for serious diseases. The report argues that bad actors push extreme doses of substances like this, or toxic megadoses of vitamin D3, by claiming the medical establishment is trying to hide them from you.
Oh, I see.
People consume these toxins because they think they are fighting the system. Reflexive opposition to authority becomes just another form of control.
It's like escaping a highly guarded prison, running for miles through the dark, only to realize the escape tunnel you found was actually built by the wardens to lead dissidents into a deeper, more dangerous trap.
That is a perfect way to put it. And that control grid isn't limited to what you ingest chemically. The report claims we are surrounded by unseen environmental controls. We are living inside invisible frequency fences.
Let's unpack the urban HIV, because that was fascinating.
Mm.
The text outlines a system deployed in 34 major metropolitan areas, broadcasting a 7.4 gigahertz microwave field, modulated with a specific 14 hertz pulse.
The 14 hertz pulse is the active mechanism here. That specific frequency matches the resonant frequency of the human amygdala, which is the fear and processing center of the brain.
So what does that do to a person?
The claim is that this microwave field keeps urban populations in a constant state of low-grade anxiety and isolation. If people are in a state of chronic, subtle fear, they consume more, they comply more, and they don't organize against authority.
And to prove this is real, the text points to a recent event in New York City. It claims the NYC frequency fence was deactivated by the Alliance on a Tuesday at 3 a.m.
Right.
The immediate result was a 23% drop in 911 calls, with residents reporting sleeping peacefully through the night for the first time in years.
This manipulation of frequency also extends to the entertainment we consume. In 1953, the global music tuning standard was shifted to 440 hertz.
I've heard about this tuning shift before.
Yeah, the report cites Dr. Masaru Emoto's experiments with cellular water, claiming that 440 hertz creates chaotic, asymmetrical structures in the water inside our bodies, which fosters biological tension.
And the alternative.
The original tuning, 432 hertz, aligns with natural earth resonances and literally repairs DNA.
Wow. Now, if you are listening to this deep dive on a smartphone right now, this next part is going to completely change how you look at the device in your hand.
Definitely.
The report details a surveillance system called VoicePrint.
According to an NSA whistleblower cited in the text, every smartphone manufactured after 2012 has a secondary microphone installed at the hardware level that cannot be turned off.
And it's not just listening to our conversations, right?
No, it isn't listening to the words you say. It analyzes vocal microtremors, tiny vibrations in your vocal cords, to build one of 64 emotional profiles in real time.
And how does an emotional profile suppress someone?
Through predictive AI profiling. The artificial intelligence can detect a pre-awakening psychological state up to 72 hours before the person consciously feels it.
That is, wait, it knows before you do?
Yes. And once it detects that shift, it instantly alters the person's digital algorithms, you know, social media feeds, search results, to suppress that awakening and keep them in the dark.
Though the text does offer a twist here, claiming the Alliance has inverted this AI. Now, if the microphone detects you waking up, the algorithm actively promotes awakening content to you.
It's a battle over the algorithm.
But honestly, if our food is calcifying our brains, our medicine is a revenue funnel, the airwaves are vibrating our amygdalas with fear, and our phones are predicting our thoughts, How does anyone actually manage to wake up? What breaks a cycle that tight?
To answer that, the report zooms out from human infrastructure to a cosmic and temporal scale.
Okay.
The argument is that this control grid is failing because time, history, and the solar system itself are forcing a shift that the architects simply cannot stop. The first indicator is the physical perception of time speeding up.
I mean, everyone feels like the days are getting shorter, but the text provides physical markers to prove time is actually compressing, like the monks on Mount Athos.
No, the candles.
Right. They use handmade candles mathematically designed to burn for exactly 24 hours. Those same candles are now burning out in 16 hours.
And it's not just candles. The Schumann resonance, which is the Earth's natural electromagnetic heartbeat, recently spiked to 40 hertz for 6 days.
And the CERN supercollider. The report claims the recent shutdown wasn't for standard maintenance. It was due to temporal drift anomalies corrupting their collision data.
Time is literally compressing. And what's fascinating is the claim that our understanding of time and history might be entirely fabricated.
Okay, this part blew my mind.
The report details a 1,200-page manuscript by a Russian academic proving that 500 years of the Dark Ages were completely invented by the Vatican and the Holy Roman Empire to legitimize their power and land claims.
Wait, what?
Yeah, according to this text, the current calendar year is actually roughly 1526.
Hold on. I can entertain challenging historical narratives, but you can't just wave away 5 centuries of human history. What about carbon dating? What about physical records, architecture, or family lineages? How does a Russian academic justify deleting 500 years?
Well, the manuscript relies heavily on astrophysics and orbital mechanics rather than traditional archaeology.
Yeah.
The academic argues that if you look at the highly detailed records of lunar and solar eclipses documented during the so-called Dark Ages, they do not match the astronomical alignments of that era.
Oh, interesting.
Mathematically, those eclipses align perfectly with a completely different century. The claim is that historical events were duplicated and spread out over a phantom timeline to stretch the calendar.
So we are living in a phantom timeline, and time itself is compressing. Mm. And apparently the intelligence agencies know they are hitting a temporal wall.
Right. Which brings us to Project Looking Glass.
Yeah. The report describes it as CIA time viewing technology recovered from a 5,000-year-old Sumerian site in Iraq. For decades, they used this device to preview probable futures and steer geopolitical events.
But the critical flaw in the machine emerged after 2012. It stopped showing multiple probable futures.
It just stopped.
Yeah. It now only shows one unavoidable convergence point, which is a mass human awakening. The report suggests the global control structures aren't executing a flawless master plan right now. They are in a state of panic because their own predictive machine shows them they have already lost.
And the final piece driving this unavoidable shift is the electric sun model. The text argues that mainstream science is wrong about the sun. It isn't a nuclear fusion bomb. That's why the corona is hotter than the surface. The energy is coming from outside.
Right.
The sun is actually an electrical portal connected to a massive galactic circuit.
And during this current solar maximum, which is the most intense in recorded history, the sun isn't just emitting heat. It is broadcasting highly structured electromagnetic data.
Like a signal.
Exactly. It's an energetic download that interacts directly with human neural networks, fundamentally upgrading consciousness and physically overriding all of those 14 hertz frequency fences we talked about earlier.
So it's like the universe is pushing a mandatory system-wide software update. And the old control hardware down here on Earth simply doesn't have the firewall capacity to block the signal.
That captures the essence of the report's conclusion perfectly. The environment is shifting, forcing a change from the top down cosmically and the bottom up biologically.
Okay, let's just take a breath. We have covered a massive amount of ground today. I mean, from the synchronized compression of global supply chains and money laundering mattress stores to DMT suppressing wheat, alternative medicine traps, predictive smartphone surveillance, and a solar-powered consciousness upgrade.
It is a lot to process.
It is dense, it is wild, and it is entirely worldview-altering.
Which is exactly why the authors of the report specifically ask their readers to approach this era with gratitude, discernment, and patience.
Yes, that is key.
They include what they call a truth-seeker's toolkit. It emphasizes using your internal compass to orient your intuition and your mirror to constantly question your own biases.
Verification before amplification.
Exactly. Don't just blindly rebel and swallow toxic cures, but don't blindly comply with the illusions either. Use discernment.
But before we let you go, we really want to leave you with one final lingering mystery from the text that we barely had time to touch on. What about the physical map of the Earth itself?
Oh, right. The report points out a glaring anomaly. We have mapped 100% of the surface of Mars, but only 5% of our own ocean floor.
Which is crazy when you think about it.
It claims that the remaining 95% isn't unexplored, it's classified. Military sonar has supposedly mapped massive pre-flood geometric structures and detected active intelligent anomalies, like that famous bloop sound that just cannot be explained by natural geology or biology.
And that geographic secrecy doesn't stop at the oceans. Admiral Richard Byrd, the most decorated naval officer in U.S. history, testified on live television in 1954 that there is an area of land beyond the South Pole larger than the United States, containing a temperate climate that no human has ever seen.
And shortly after that broadcast, 12 nations signed the Antarctic Treaty, permanently locking down the ice wall from independent exploration.
So think about that city skyline we talked about at the very beginning. You look out, you see the lights, and you think you are seeing the whole city. But what if you're only looking at a carefully curated fraction of it? What if the evidence of an entirely rewritten human history isn't just hidden in the stars or in manipulated timelines, but is sitting right here on Earth, just beyond the ice and beneath the waves?
It definitely forces you to look at a standard globe a little differently.
It really does. Well, thank you for taking this deep dive into the Great Awakening Reports with us. Keep your eyes open, keep your compass calibrated, check out those audio reviews, and we will see you next time.